President Vladimir Putin. Before leaving Russia, Kim said the candid and meaningful talks were about promoting peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Journalist Yevgeny Baranov has been covering the summit for VOA via Skype. He says the meeting was a chance for the two leaders to get to know each other.
Well, the major outcome of the meeting is actually an introduction to each other, to get to know each other, and actually to show the world that the contact between Russia and North Korea is still possible and still relevant.
That's Yevgeny Baranov reporting for VOA via Skype from Vladivostok. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is running for president. He made the announcement early today in a video message.
The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
AP Sagar Meghani reports President Trump is reacting to Joe Biden's announcement.
The president tweets, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign." The president warns it will be nasty, saying Biden will deal with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas. He adds, "If you make it, I will see you at the starting gate."
That's AP Sagar Meghani. Tropical Cyclone Kenneth, a powerful storm brewing in the Indian Ocean, is expected to strengthen as it heads towards the East African coast, and it is expected to make landfall between Mozambique and Tanzania. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and China are striking a positive tone ahead of next week's talks in Beijing aimed at ending a trade war as both countries work toward a trade deal. Washington and